Morning, boys and girls. Did anybody bring their Bible today? I don't see any Bibles. I'm actually going to read a verse from the Bible for you. But first, I wanted to talk about boo-boos. Does anybody have a boo-boo? What is a boo-boo? Oh, yes, I see a boo-boo. I had a horse yesterday. I found a horse with a boo-boo on her nose, and her nose was bleeding, and it didn't look good. She ran into something. And this morning, while I was working, doing something in the kitchen, I pinched my finger against a sharp blade, and the blade cut right through my fingernail, right in the middle of my fingernail. And that didn't feel good. What happens? What do you do when you get a boo-boo? Maybe this one on my finger was just a little one, so I didn't do too much. I put a Band-Aid on it. What if you get a really bad boo-boo? What do you do? What did you do when you got your boo-boo on your knee?
I put a Band-Aid.
You put a Band-Aid on it? What do you do when you get hurt?
First you clean it, then you'd get Carmex put on, and then put a Band-Aid on it, or it depends on what type of boo-boo it is.
Yeah, I think it depends on what type of boo-boo. I want to tell you what happened and what I did when I was a little girl and I would get a boo-boo. You see, when I was a little girl, I was daddy's girl. And I never did cry when I would get a boo-boo because it seemed like every time I got a boo-boo, and I have a lot of them, I have one right on my face. It's right on the front of my face. I was running across the 2x4s on a floor that hadn't been, that was just being made, and it was just the open 2x4s. And I was running from one to the other, and I fell down, and the 2x4 cut the outside of my lip, and my teeth cut the inside, and it cut right through. So you could pull, you could see right through to my teeth. And I didn't cry about that. I just stood so that the blood wouldn't land on my clothes. So it would bleed and it would drip on the ground and not be all over my clothes. And then I have a boo-boo on my knee, and there's a scar still there. See, boo-boos often leave scars, don't they? For the rest of your life, I have one on my knee. When I was running down a hill, I fell and it cut my knee. So I still have a scar there. But the reason why I didn't cry, because often when you're little and you get hurt, you cry. The reason why I didn't cry is because I had a daddy that would pick me up, and he would say to me, always he would say this to me when I had a really bad boo-boo, he would say, let me kiss it and make it better. And that seems like a silly thing. How can daddy kissing your boo-boo make the hurt go away? But somehow it always would. It would make the hurt go away. So then, you know, I was living here in Oregon, and I was a grown-up person. I wasn't a little girl anymore. And I was driving a dump truck at the ranch where I live. And I had it full of rocks in the back of the dump truck. And I would drive the dump truck along with the body of the dump truck up in the air. And so it's spreading out shale rock along the road. And then when I thought it was not coming out, I looked and the rock wasn't coming out very well, I stopped the truck and I went to the back of the dump truck, and there was a big piece of rock that was stuck in the tailgate of the dump truck and it wasn't coming out. So you know what I did? I grabbed hold of the side of the tailgate of the dump truck and I pulled it out a little bit, thinking then the rock would fall out and I would be all set. And you know what? The rock fell out. The rock fell out, and then the weight of the tailgate of the dump truck was so heavy then that it slammed shut, and it caught my finger right against the tailgate of the dump truck. And I had gloves on, and it hurt really, really, really bad. And I was a grown-up, so I didn't cry. I just didn't cry about it. And pretty soon, my glove on that finger was all red with blood. And I kept doing what I was doing. I wanted to finish the work that I was doing. And then when I was done, I came into the house and I pulled my glove off. And I had split my finger, right? It had just split it right open to the bone. And And I kind of felt bad, and it hurt, and I didn't want to have a bad scar there. But I didn't cry about it until a little while later in the day, as I got thinking about this boo-boo, that this boo-boo on my finger, this was a boo-boo that if my daddy had been around, this was a bad enough boo-boo that my daddy would have said, oh, let me kiss it and make it better. And he would have kissed my finger to make the pain go away. And when I thought about that, then I felt sad and I felt like crying because I didn't think I had a daddy anymore that could do that. And I felt bad for that. And then I learned something. I learned something that afternoon, that Jesus becomes my daddy. And when the lady that owns the ranch where I live, when she got home that night, and I said to her that I smashed my finger in the tailgate of the dump truck, she said to me, oh, let me see it, let me see it. And she took my hand and she took the bandage off that I had on it, and then she wanted to put something on it, and she fixed it and she bandaged it all up again. And you know what? I felt better. It was like, I said, this is really unique because I just felt better. You know what made me feel better? And I want you, boys and girls, to understand this is what was making me always feel better when something hurt me. It was to have another person fuss over it. So I was reading in my Bible this. In Ephesians chapter 4, the last verse of chapter 4, the Bible says, be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted. And I want you to remember that what's really, really important in your life, whether it's you that gets hurt or whether it's a friend of yours or someone that you are playing with or someone that you're working with, when another person gets hurt, they want to be comforted. Every one of us want to be comforted. And it's being kind to another person when they get hurt to just say to them, oh, how are you feeling? Are you going to be okay? Are you all right? Did that hurt really bad? Oh, I'm so sorry. Sometimes that's all another person needs, is to just know that we care and that we're sad and we're sorry for them that they got hurt. So please remember that, boys and girls, as you go back to your seat, to always be kind and tender-hearted to other people, and it will come back to you 1,000 times again, and someone will always comfort you when you have a boo-boo.